Good evening, good evening, good evening. So let's just address the elephant in the room, right? Texas is getting ready to open up, right? What does that look like? What does that look like, okay? So for me, what that looks like is people doing whatever they want to do, especially things they haven't been able to do. But that also means that people will be possibly violating your personal space again. I'm a little ambivalent about having my space violated. I will need my 6 feet, you know. There's only a few people who can get within that 6 feet that I've been around for this year, you know. We're coming on a year in another week or so, and I'm not sure how I feel about that, you know. I like working from home. I don't want to go back to working in a cubicle, so there's that. And, you know, people are nasty, you know, let's just say that because people are nasty and they're not going to go back to, you know, they may forget to wash their hands for the 2 minute time or whatever it is, 20 something seconds. I don't know. I don't remember because I wash my hands a lot. And so I don't want people to forget about that. I don't want people violating my space because 6 feet is now my norm, right? And so I don't want people coming all up in my 6 feet. I don't, you know, you know, people talk to you, you know, they have a little spittle that goes out. I'm just not about that life, right? So I'm enjoying going to restaurants that have partitions up and things like that. I went to BJ's, me and my husband, and they had the partition between us and the bartender. Absolutely. We sat at the bar and ate our food. Absolutely love that because I don't have other people coming up on me. I don't have, if something is happening, it's happening to the back of me, not the front of me, right? So there's that. And so we have that going on and that coming forward. And we just have to see what it's going to be like. Eventually, we're going to go back into our offices. Ugh. Now, that hits my heart right there because I don't want to. I like being where I'm at. I'm still able to have lunch with my friends. I'm still able to go out with my friends and things like that. I think I'm more productive at home. I think the state could save money by keeping us at home, a lot of us. For those who can't, you know, that's understandable, but I'm not an essential worker, so being at home is a good thing for me. But that is going to happen. Texas is joining. They're not the first ones. You know, Florida beat Texas in there. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is between Texas and Florida. They have this thing that, you know, it's either got to be one or the other that's got to be the first one out the gate or whatever. They just do dumb things. That's all I'm saying, right? But we just got to wait and see what happened. So there's that, right? It's a lot of things going on, you know. But one of the things I've been thinking about is this. Now, don't let me catch you off guard. I know you're not going to see this one coming. But check this out. What if God look like you? What if he looked like you? What does that mean for you? How do you move through the world when God looks like you? Now, I know we've been taught that God is, Jesus is, a blue-eyed, blonde person. So he don't look like me. So it can't be my Jesus, right? Can't be my God, because my God has melanin and brown eyes, right? So what does that mean when God looks like you? Do you trust him more? Will you have a little bit more conversations with him? You know, in our communities, we see somebody who looks like us. And let me tell you something. We got signals, right? We got that head nod and, you know, we'll be like, what's up? You know, and let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something. There are some Indians from India who look like us. And sometimes we don't know until we don't know, right? I've done that in my neighborhood, kind of gave a little heads up. And he looked at me a little strange. And I'm like, oh, he must have been Indian. Couldn't have been black because he know the head nod, right? Anyway, we talk about what if God looked like us. Now, I will tell you this. During the times of war, in the past, even in the present, whoever wins gets to establish the law of the land. So, you know, colonization happened and everybody believed that God was white, right? Even in Africa, which is crazy because it's like, really? He came over, you got colonized. What did you believe before? I'm just saying. But that's exactly what happens, right? Whoever wins the war gets to decide what we believe, right? And so in the past, the belief has been that our God, the God we believe in, worship, speak of, is blonde hair and blue eyes. We know that because we had him in our black homes with Martin Luther King and JFK, right? We know. Black folks know that, right? But would it comfort you the more if God looked like you? What would that do for you? What would that do for you? Can you look at your image and see God? If we're saying God is looking like us, God looks like me, right? I'm made in his image and his likeness. And so what does that look like? Do I trust him more? Can I give God the head nod? He knows what's up. Can I talk to God the way I can talk to God and not the way I'm supposed to talk maybe to a God that don't really look like me? Like, what does that look like? Does that mean like you're talking to one of your uncles? You'd be like, yo, aunt, you know, this, and this. You know what I'm saying? Like, when somebody looks like you, it feels like family. Is that right? I know in our community it does. Like, is that my auntie over there? Now, auntie don't have to belong to you. That's in the black community. That's in the Indian community. That's in the Asian community. You have your aunties and your uncles, and they're not really your aunties and uncles, but out of respect, that's what you give them. That's who they are, your aunties and your uncles, right? And so you give them that same respect as you would your blood, right? So if God looked like you, would you believe in him? Would you trust? Would you share with him like all your goals, your dreams, the things that you want to do but you didn't do? Like, would you share that with God if he looked like you? What if he looked like you? Let me tell you something. I surround myself with people who look like me. Do I always trust everybody who looks like me? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But if God looked like you, if God looked like me, would I trust him more? Would I be able to, you know, when your God looks like you, you can have those conversations that you can only have with people who look like you. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Let me share with you. I believe that depending on the color of the police officer who stops you, depending on their color, might depend how they treat you. Crickets. So it's the same thing. When your pastor look like it, you can talk a certain way because it's a cultural thing, right? So we believe in the same things. We've grown up with some of the same things. And so you identify with me, I identify with you. And so it's not hard to have a conversation. But when God doesn't look like you, you almost have to walk on eggshells. You almost have to tiptoe. You got to put on a different voice. You have to do a different, you have to be a little different of how you move and how you are. But if God looked like you, you maybe could relax a little bit. You may be able to have that conversation you need to have and not be afraid to have it, because you know that God would understand you if he looks like you, right? When God looks like you, it's easier, I believe, and in my opinion, it's easier for you to trust God. It's easier for you to believe in God. It's just an easy relationship, right? And when God looks like you, like Mary say, people will see the God in you. Mary says, the God in me. They see me doing this. They see me doing that. But that's the God in me. That's the God in me. So if God looked like us, will we trust him? Will we believe in him? How would that show up in our lives? And what would people see? Would the people who look like me and my God see the God in me? Would the people who don't look like me see the God in me? If my God looked like me, what would we see? How would we act? How would we move? What would that be like? Listen, it's something to explore, because the truth of the matter is, if we're made in his image and in his likeness, we can imagine God looking like us. And maybe that'll help us to do the things that God would have for us to do, right? If we could believe that God looks like us. It's just a thought I had. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about that. If God looked like you, would you believe or would you not?